What's up? Welcome back to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dylan Chivari.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
And Dan Regester.
What's up?
And we have a special guest this morning. My God. It's David Ruff.
The energy in this room is palpable.
They call Dave the real deal.
Ruff.
The real deal.
We're in the doghouse.
Can't say why, though.
They do call him the real deal. They also call him the crime dog.
My old soccer coach used to call me Super Dave.
That's
okay.
Really
that's
bad.
Fair too. That's a great nickname.
Remember Super Dave Osborne?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
He was good back in the day.
I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh man, God, I need to go back and watch that two-season run he had on
there. There's a new season coming out.
Hell yeah!
Soon.
That's the best show in the game. So.
Sooner rather than later. Really quickly, let's get into this Man Outfitters promo that I have in front of me.
Get into that, man.
Please go to manoutfitters.com. And buy yourself some menswear. We've got great brands like Patagonia, Travis Matthew, Mizzen and Main, Cole Haan, Costa, Yeti products and apparel.
Vineyard Vines.
Vineyard Vines is a new addition to the fam. Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. We've also got a
little promo code.
An app in the iTunes store, too, though. And an app in the fucking other store.
Yeah,
for Android people.
You idiots who have Androids.
Android weirdos.
Who ruin our group text.
It's open source.
All green tech.
I can make changes.
If you use the code BDC10, as in backdoor cover 10, you can get 10% off your whole order at manoutfitters.com. So if you're a man or a woman with a boyfriend or a father figure in your life, or an uncle even.
Or if you're a cross-dresser.
Or if you're a woman who dresses like a man, go to manoutfitters.com and get yourself some new threads. BDC10 is that discount code. All right, now let's talk about sports. We have David here because something special happened last night. Dirk Nowitzki. Nowitzki, great NBA great. Nowitz, great player, all-time Mav.
He's got
shooter.
A ring. He has a ring.
He broke a threshold, Dave. Why don't you tell us about that
threshold
a little?
Well, first, that's Dave's guy.
Okay, yeah, this is important.
That's Dave's guy.
Yeah, he is my Dallas sports hero.
And you're a Dallas sports guy.
Yes, he is number one atop my list as far as Dallas sports go. And that's I grew up during the triplets era. I was in my early formative years when the Cowboys won their Super Bowls, three of them.
So you're not an Aikman guy.
I mean, I am, but Dirk.
But not more than Dirk.
Dirk's story had so many more ups and downs that it's just such a better story. And Dirk is such a unique personality that I love the guy.
He's one of the most likable athletes.
Who's your
ever.
Who's your Rangers guy? Is it Pudge? Juan Gonzalez? Who is it?
No, Nolan? It's not Juan. It's not Wando. But for Rangers, probably Nolan Ryan was in there.
That's fair.
But
good.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Steve Buschel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How about
father
that?
Of Texas
father?
Quarterback great Shane Buschel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
did,
but Dirk.
Did not know that.
Yeah. No, Dirk was. I mean, dude, I grew up with Dirk.
He's like your dad
kinda.
In a way.
Yeah, he is my father.
He raised you.
We're both Hey, look, we both have the German connection.
Oh, there it is.
As I was born in Germany. True story. And so, yeah, that was a little bit of a selling point, too, when we first got him, acquired him via trade. Robert Tractor Trailer, rest in peace. That's how we acquired him.
R.I.P.
Yes, he died a couple years ago.
How'd R.I.P., man.
Tractor accident?
No, I don't think it was.
A little ironic.
Yeah, he's out there.
He was, a little too on the nose.
He was tilling on the combine. Field, and he got hit by a tractor.
Damn.
Yeah, it was tragic. I think he probably died of like heart disease or something. He was a large man.
Big guy.
Shouts to the Tractor family.
Yeah, but...
So what did Dirk do last night?
He joined the 30K Club, Ross.
Holy shit.
Holy shnikes.
Is that hard to get to?
Yes, he joins Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, the mailman.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt the Stilt.
And Kobe. Exclamation point.
Wow, that is an elite group of humans.
Nice little fun fact, too. Julius Erving was part of the 30,000 point club if you combine his NBA and ABA numbers.
No one cares about
that. That's why
that.
We got you here, Dan, for little tidbits like that.
That he just read right off the fucking sheet.
Good old
right.
Dr. J.
Oh.
But Philadelphia 76er, you got to give some love.
No, I hear you. But yeah, so they were all in on it happening last night. I believe he needed 22 points.
Somewhere in that. And he almost got it in the first quarter.
Yeah, so I was at this is so lame. I was at Bed Bath & Beyond buying an Amazon Echo. Shouts to them.
This is not a plug, by the way.
No.
We are in no way being
hashtag
paid by
not
Amazon.
Spawn. Yeah. Hashtag not spawn. We have to say that it's not spawn.
But if you want to throw some, like, some stuff our way, feel free.
This is literally just the life you're living.
No, yeah. So I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. I knew, because I wasn't going to get the game. We don't get the games down here. We get Spurs games, and that's pretty much it, unless the Mavs are on national TV.
We're kind
TV.
Of in NBA hell
I'm
in
married
Austin.
To the game, Dave.
Yeah, you are, like Jordan and Peyton.
That's right.
So I go to Bed Bath & Beyond. I get it. My dad starts texting me. He's like, hey, Dirk's on fire. He's made his first, like, five shots. And I'm like, and I called him. I was like, I'm just leaving Bed Bath & Beyond. He's like, yeah, I'll record it. So next time you come home, you can watch it. But he's like, he might get it in the first quarter. And I'm like, fuck. So
you planned on being able to have some time.
Well, because I figured the NBA network, NBA, what is it, NBA TV?
NBA TV.
NBA TV would have it. They would cut in because they were showing Thunder Blazers. And they did. They actually covered it pretty well. So I got home in time to actually see them cut in and show it.
Oh, nice.
And I was following it via Twitter. But, yeah, so he hit it on a signature fadeaway, down by the baseline. And then, so he hits the shot. There's no stoppage in play. And they clearly want to do, like, a little acknowledgement play video,
right.
Go out there and mob him. Play keeps going. And somebody on Twitter, I think it was K-Bro Sports, a good guy to follow, by the way, if you're into Dallas sports, he acknowledged that how underrated it was that Dirk had to go back down there, hit a three to put him at, like, 30,000 3 points, and then the Lakers call a timeout.
To force a timeout.
That was, like, a low-key power move.
Yeah.
And then Cuban came out. The whole team went out there and mobbed him. Dirk's hot wife was there on the sideline. Holger, his shooting coach from Germany, was there
crying.
What
is the deal with that guy?
He's just like, German as fuck.
He's the most German. Like, it's I feel like...
Who?
I don't want to make a comparison to, like, he could be a character in a World War II movie.
What are we talking about?
It's like that's Hitler. Holger's Dirk's shooting guru.
But he's just some old German man.
He taught him that one-legged fadeaway that shoots when he's wide open?
Well, he taught him, like, so...
Get some space.
Every time the Mavs make a playoff run, they do like a 5 minute thing on Holger, and like every season, he and Dirk get in the gym and they do weird shooting exercises. Like Dirk will do like frog leaps across the gym where you jump, you squat all the way down, then jump all the way across, and then he'll do it and start taking jump shots from weird angles, like from lunges, and like that's how Dirk trained. It's really wild. You should watch the. Go to YouTube, type in Dirk and Holger.
So unconventional German shooting coach.
Yeah, that's exactly. And he's very old, and
he does not look like he'd be a basketball shooting coach.
He dresses like an old European man.
Did y'all know that this is a true story? Back in high school, I had the best J in the game, the best J in Austin.
You've said that many times.
Yeah. Did y'all know that? Dan, did you know that?
I think I've heard it.
What happened?
It was
like,
so
why
fucking
didn't that translate
pure.
Into like a D1 scholar?
It was so pure. I started playing baseball. I gave up on the dream.
Dude, but the best jump shot in the city.
I didn't have handles, man.
Oh, that could have been like a Brian Bosch.
If you got into my body, you would shut me down.
Nobody gives a fuck about you. We're talking about an all-time great shooter here.
This is on topic, man.
I mean, your height, you're going to need handles.
I have the purest J in the game.
This German coach he's got is bawling crying in the crowd.
Yeah, it was cool. And
Okay, let me rephrase that. He was not bawling.
No, he wasn't bawling.
He's stoic.
Yeah.
And he's got like a tear rolling down his face.
Yeah.
You're never going to see a cute, German man. Dude, like an old German dude, break down in tears, really.
I like the way you just described what he dresses like a...
Oh, Mike, producer Micah Jesus. Decided to play...
Jesus, fuck. Can't
very
work
loud
these
volume,
conditions.
The
what the H?
Oh, he's throwing on the the training video.
He dresses like an Eastern European...
Old
like,
guy.
Old man, like poor man.
Dude, Dirk's so awkward looking when he was a kid. I love it. Got that butt cut.
So, okay, here's another question I had about Holger. Is anyone else allowed to use him?
Yes. So, he's worked with a number of Mavs players. When he cut, like, so he refuses to move here.
Right. Dirk, so, he'll, like, fly him in for special occasions and shit, and that's
yes.
it?
Yes. Dirk will fly him in, and he worked with Jason Terry. He's worked with a lot of Mavs.
But no other players. Like, I'm saying, like...
No, he's not, like, for hire.
Wow.
Like, you're not going to see...
That's pretty cool.
Melo and Holger working together. Although I'd like to, because that'd be hilarious.
I don't think that relationship would work
out. I don't think he's got the patience.
Yeah, Melo's not the kind of guy who's willing to leapfrog across the gym to improve his jump shot, you know?
No,
He wants to hang in New York, cash checks, and bitch about...
Got to get him his ring, though.
No. He does not deserve one.
I agree. But, yeah, so I was watching it last night. I shed a little tear. I shed a lot of tears, actually. I don't know. It was cool because
Did you cry? You big, sports cry?
Yeah. I'm a crier. And I'm especially a dirt crier.
I know that about you, man. That's cute as
well,
fuck.
Well, I thought it was especially, I mean, it would have been a big deal no matter what. We're talking about four other guys who have done this, but it was cool that it is a down year for the Mavs. Kind of a depressing season overall.
It is. It's a shit year, even though they're like two games out of the eighth seed, which we get, that's a whole other discussion. Yeah, we want that to happen.
Yeah, Can you guys please make the playoffs and we get your first rounder?
This is what I'm talking about.
18 protected.
So we've got this video up now. We're watching Dirk do these weird drills with this old German farmer looking motherfucker. Like, I just don't get where this guy. He looks. There is no way, if I had to list 10 things, if you just saw this dude on the street and you had to make a list of the likely professions he has, basketball shooting coach is nowhere near like first 100 things.
He needs to be cast in a World War II movie.
He looks more like he would be the evil doctor in Human Centipede.
Yeah.
Like he would be selling people ass to mouth.
Right. That, or he's like a watchmaker. He's in a closet.
Or sharpening skates for the Mighty Ducks.
Or a cabbage farmer.
A cabbage farmer.
Yeah, he looks like the dude that sharpens the skates in the Mighty Ducks.
Hans.
Fucking insane.
Rest in peace,
and he's
Hans.
Like he's coaching the personal trainer for the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah, man. It was cool that he was there.
Look at that Dirk cool style moment. Back in the day.
Dirk got a bunch of shout outs from people across the NBA, most notably Steve Nash, hit him, they're boys. They've got their picks. I saw Busted Coverage tweeted out their old infamous drunk picks from like 2000 or 2001.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Where they were just at a bar in Fort Worth and just completely blitzed. And Dirk's just so Dirk. Look up Dirk Nash drunk picks. They're so
pretty
good.
Much every photo of them, those two together off the court, is hilarious because they had the worst freaking style back then and the worst hair.
The worst.
Even some of the pictures on the court are funny, but the off the court photos.
Didn't Nash
God.
Have frosted tips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point.
Oh yeah, dude. Look at this.
Oh man. Like that's just that you
Dirk's got the little goatee.
Dirk looks all kinds
just
of
straight,
high.
Only chin, no mustache.
There's better ones available, but
anyway, fantastic moment for the Mavs organization. Even as a longtime Mavs hater, because we have our rivalry, the Mavs and the Rockets. We don't and the cities have their rivalry, Dallas and Houston. But Dirk has always been one of my favorite players to watch that is on one of the teams I hate the most.
Yeah, it's...
It was cool to see him hit that threshold.
I'm pretty like, I get very, very unreasonable if people start dissing Dirk. Like, I'll defend him like he is my brethren.
What kind of an animal disses Dirk?
I don't know, man. It happened a lot before he got a ring. I mean, and a lot of it was justified.
That's true. Dude, he used to catch heat.
He used to. But yeah, he won the ring, and I think everybody was like, okay. What really gets to me is when people say, oh, yeah, man, he's a great shooter. And, that's it. It's like, all right, I almost feel like that's a backhanded compliment. I'm like, dude, you're fucking leaving out so much of his game. But
an all-time great.
It's one of those moments where it's like I grew up hating the Spurs, but like, Tim Duncan, you can't hate Tim Duncan.
Yeah, very similar to Tim Duncan.
You can hate Ginobili. You can hate Tony Parker. Tim Duncan, though, it's like, man, it's Tim Duncan.
He never did anything wrong.
No, all he did was hit bank shots.
He never hurt you.
He was great. So, yeah, that's kind of how I think people should view Dirk, even if they hate the Mavs, which, I don't know. There's not that many teams that have, like, a rivalry with
aren't very hateable.
Mavs.
I don't think there's 10 people on this planet that hate Dirk.
And if you're one of those 10, you should walk your fat ass into oncoming traffic.
Oh, my God. Okay, look, we're not endorsing that at all. That comment is just Dave Ruff.
Sorry. I get a little worked. I'm still emotional.
Okay.
I'm going to endorse that. I think you should walk into oncoming traffic.
That's how confident we are that there's not 10 people on this planet that hate Dave.
No, I just want to see some people die.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks for coming in and talking Dirk with us.
Yeah,
is he going to leave? You can stick around. I think we'll keep him
through the end. Do you have stuff to do?
No.
Fuck it. Hang out.
I don't know. Mike is producing.
I want Dave to talk Wolf Fighting.
We've also got some Cavaliers news, which is very of the utmost importance. I know we're all super concerned about this. Andrew Bogut broke his leg like 56 seconds into his Cavaliers debut.
Dude's getting paid, though.
Also, former Maverick great.
I don't know no.
You're going to claim Bogut?
I fucking hate Andrew Bogut. So this is hilarious to me.
He was a 76er for about 30 seconds.
I don't like to root injury or harm on any other humans, and I wouldn't do that in this case. But it's funny that the guy goes to the defending NBA champions and snaps his leg within a minute of getting onto the court.
Is he for sure out for the rest of the year?
Yeah, that'll do it.
He's getting paid like $400,000 for that like 40 seconds of play.
Yep. Pretty expensive. But LeBron said he could hear it like when he landed.
Nice.
Like, fuck, man. Don't have to tell us that.
And I mean, it kind of sucks for the Cavs because they bring in Bogut. He's their rim protector. They're actually bottom third of the league in defense.
That was a big piece for them.
That was a good addition.
He was going to grab 11 boards a game.
That was a big piece, and that's a big loss.
It's the Eastern Conference. They're going to be fine. They're going to make the finals. It's just Bogut would have probably helped against the Warriors.
I'll be honest, though. It would have been juicy to see Bogut go, assuming that Golden State makes it to the Western Conference Finals, or to the NBA Finals. Then it'd be cool to see Bogut against his old team. Because Bogut's pretty outspoken. That's one thing I liked about him. He was a Mav for like 3 months this season, and he's not afraid to issue his opinions on Twitter.
He's not afraid of anybody on the court either.
No.
And he probably should be.
Well, he's Australian, dude.
They
don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's a big Aussie.
Do they not give a fuck?
No, generally speaking, no. It's actually in their DNA.
The Aussies are descendants
of prisoners.
Prisoners and felons, man.
Yeah.
And they're all like 6'10".
Just rapists and murderers and drug dealers and thieves.
Allegedly.
Our people, yeah.
Allegedly.
I'm kidding. The Australians are a great human sect.
Yeah, shout out to all our listeners in Australia.
Yeah, shout out to the Aussies out there.
Y'all should have us out.
We got quite a few Australian. You know
it's
what?
Like 2 a.m.
You know what
they
do great?
What?
Swimsuit models.
Oh my God!
Great gang of swimsuit models.
Hey, Margot Robbie is Australian.
Yeah,
love her.
Nicole Kidman.
Love her.
Nicole Kidman. Dude, I always forget she's Australian.
That's some A-list boobie.
How do you forget that, dog?
What is going? Like, she is an ageless wonder.
Had a lot of work done. Ooh.
Heath Ledger, R.I.P. Yeah. Aussie.
Shouts to Shouts to the
is
Ledger
Mel
family.
Is Mel Gibson Australian?
No.
Yes.
He is?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Do you ever see...
I'm glad we can't claim him.
Cancels out a few people. You know what? Fuck that. I love Mel Gibson. He's awesome. He might be completely insane, but I really enjoy him.
Didn't he just impregnate like a very, very young person?
Sounds
he
right.
was with his
like
wife
40 plus years younger than him?
GF at the Academy Awards, and she looks like she is younger than anyone in here.
Lived in Australia.
Fuck that.
But an American.
Fuck that. He's Australian. Let's he's not Australian, some, apparently.
Let's talk about cooler shit, by the way.
Anyway, back to sports. Andrew Bogut, broken leg. The Spurs and Rockets had a classic showdown Monday night. That's in the notes. We don't have to talk about it.
Man, that's 2 days ago.
No, let's break it down. No, it's not. Dude, that was I tuned in for like the last 39 seconds of the game because I was watching The Bachelor. And that was insane.
For whatever reason,
Kawhi.
It was a very poorly officiated game on both sides of the ball. So there was no way this game was going to end, no matter who won, without a ton of bitching and moaning from the other side. One of my favorite things to do now is, because of Twitter and social media, we have immediate access to highlights and replays, like in super slow motion, zoomed in on every mistake that any referee has ever made. Fanning the flames by retweeting or tweeting out as many of these videos of evidence of referees missing calls as
love
possible is my favorite thing in the world because people fucking lose their minds.
Well, dude, Nene got hacked on that putback attempt
about 3 times.
Hard. But,
and again, I'm an NBA guy. I understand that this shit happens. That this is not the way the games it happens. There's gonna be foul calls that don't go down. A lot of times in the last 30 seconds, they let the boys play. I get it. I'm not bitter about this loss. It's one fucking game. Spurs are a great team. Kawhi Leonard's a freak. That being said, if you think that I'm not going to bitch about James Harden and Nene getting hacked in the fucking last 30 seconds of the game, you're insane.
Where do you stand on the school of thought that like you should let them play? You can't let the game be decided by that. Because you hear a lot of that after people bring up like, man, they missed a lot of calls in the home stretch. Like, yeah, but they're just letting them play. You love to see that. Like, do you, though? Because I think if I was a Rocket fan, I would not like to see that.
No, I do not want to see that. It depends on time. I mean, like, it's the NBA is the hardest sport to officiate. I don't think there's even an argument about that anymore. The NFL might have something to say about that, but it's a tough, tough game to officiate.
What do you think? What do you think of the school thought of Kawhi Leonard as MVP this year?
I think it's crazy that it took this game for that to really enter the national conversation. I mean, if we're being real about it, he should probably be in the NBA MVP conversation every year until he's old.
I mean, he's putting up 30 a game pretty often.
His stats are great. They're not as good as Harden's or Westbrook's.
No one's going to be as good as Westbrook's, though.
Like, well, that's, yeah.
He went for 58 last night.
Yeah, he had a career high.
He's averaging a triple-double.
I love the tweet that he was trying to honor Dirk by going for 30K last night.
Put the ball up like 60 times. No, Kawhi is absolutely in the MVP conversation. I don't think he's going to get it, but he should be considered. I don't know. It depends on what they do. We got 20 games left, something like that, right?
You got Westbrook, Harden, Kawhi. Those are your three, right?
The argument would be he's the best defensive player on the best defensive team in the league, and he's the best offensive player on, like, the sixth best offense in the league, which is better numbers-wise, those two numbers, than you can say about any other player in the league, including LeBron, Westbrook, Harden.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Dude, the MVP conversation in the NBA is so overblown. Like, at this point, it's like people care more about who wins MVP than who wins a fucking championship. It's nuts. And we've got weeks left of this shit of talking about it. Who's it going to be? Who fucking cares?
It's because, like, some of these MVP candidates, like Russell Westbrook, like, there's zero chance OKC is going to win the title.
Right.
Like, that's going to be a championship is if he wins MVP.
It's just
they might win one game in the playoffs.
I would guess that if they make the playoffs, that Westbrook is the only guy out of those three that even gives a shit if he gets it. There's no way Kawhi Leonard cares if he gets the MVP award. I don't even think Harden cares at this point. He wants to win a championship. He wants to make a run in the playoffs.
That's not saying Harden doesn't care.
I am saying that. I don't think he cares. And Kawhi could give a fuck. It's just Westbrook going out every night trying to put up numbers that'll get him that MVP award.
It's the Westbrook show. They're really bad.
Yeah, they're not good.
It's sad. Like the Mavs ran them out of the gym the other night. 58. Is he still averaging a triple-double?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Dude, I hope he averages a triple-double and does not get the MVP trophy. That would be funny.
He would be the first player since, what, Oscar Robertson?
Yeah, Robertson.
I said Robertson, didn't I? Okay. I don't know. I stumble with my words all the time.
Yeah, I mean it would be ridiculous if he averaged a triple double.
Let's move on from NBA.
Dylan's done with the sport that he doesn't watch. Talk about the NFL, Dylan.
We go combine.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting, Dylan.
Yeah, this.
Why don't you lead this segment about the NFL combine?
Oh man, did you guys see John Ross rip off that 4.22?
Fuck me, Nikes no less.
Yeah, what an idiot.
No, I don't.
Okay, he looked like he was coasting to me. I mentioned this the other day to y'all.
He's fast.
He's so fast, but he ran it, and I was like, that does not look like a 4.22.
He hurt himself.
I know.
It wasn't. He probably could have broken 4.2.
That's stupid speed.
The thing is, too, it wasn't even just his speed. He had a pretty good combine overall. I think they're talking about him maybe being a top 10 receiver over, like, Mike Williams and Corey Davis.
Where do you go to school?
Washington. He was a Husky.
It's funny because there was people like on Cowboys Twitter that were, before he ran this, were like, man, we really like John Ross, and the Cowboys aren't going to re-sign Terrence Williams most likely, so they're like, we're going to need a receiver. Hopefully he slips to like the end. Like, people don't know about him. Then he goes out and does this. It's like, well, fuck.
Now everybody knows about him.
Not happening.
If Al Davis was still alive, like, he'd be doing anything he could to trade up to get John Ross.
No doubt.
For speed.
All right, so he ran this 4.22 in Nikes, and he broke the record, so he doesn't get the island. I'm telling you, that island is just such an overrated thing.
I think he said something along the, like, there was a quote where he said, I don't own a boat and I can't swim. I really have no use for an island.
I mean, it's just a chore, really.
There's a lot of fine print.
You know what that
too.
Is? It's self-racism. John Ross saying that he can't swim. Is self-racism.
I think he just can't swim.
Yeah.
I think he's racist against himself.
I don't think that's the case.
Can you be
Ross?
Racist against yourself?
He's stereotyping.
You can be self-hating.
Black man that can't swim. That's what John Ross was doing.
He legit can't swim, Ross.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think.
But yeah, so he ran it in Nikes. The first win for Nike in like a year and a half. They got no fucking athletes.
that wear their shoes anymore other than LeBron.
I think they're doing pretty well in golf right now, apparel wise. Man. They've signed a bunch of golfers.
They've made up ground in golf while they've given up ground everywhere else.
But they also gave up making equipment in golf. So I guess there's a little trade off.
That was for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody liked Nike clubs.
It's going to be nice seeing Rory actually play with like real clubs.
What is he playing now?
He's a mix of everything. He hasn't really
done. He just gets to do whatever he wants for the time being. So what John Ross did officially break the record for fastest 40 time ever?
Yes.
It's official. Yeah, the 4.22 is official.
Just some fucking guy.
Poor Chris Johnson.
Yeah,
that's all he had.
That was really all he had left to stand on.
We got to talk about Myles Garrett, too. Mm. The freak from A&M.
With that big old hog.
What?
You're talking about his cock? What?
No, I'm talking about having that hog to rep 225, 33 reps. What are you talking about?
Oh, that? I don't know.
His dinghy?
That got weird for a second.
Yeah.
Quit playing with your dinghy. Yeah, he's strong, Myles Garrett, turns out.
Not as strong as Heath Evans, though.
Didn't you do 33 reps, Dylan, of 135?
I did 33 reps of 135.
So you're that's basically
we're
like
basically the same. We're built the same, yeah.
You are Myles Garrett.
Did you see Heath Evans?
33 reps of 135 is nothing to, you know.
Heath Evans on the NFL Network rep 225 I think 45 times.
Really?
See, that's just that's got to be steroids.
Yeah, yeah.
What the how many reps? So Garrett did 33. But he's not really built for, you know, he's not a big chest guy like these defensive lineman.
He's a pass rusher.
Show me what James Harrison can do right now. That guy's a monster.
That dude probably doesn't stop. No, he just gets bored. And he's like, I'm done.
They gotta like take it away from him, like for his own benefit. Like, dude, we're doing this because we love you.
You ever see him do shoulder presses?
Yes,
he does shoulder presses with the barbell and does like 135 just straight with one shoulder.
Yeah,
dude, he's like 38 years old.
Yeah, he's definitely clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hasn't he? He's been popped before, right?
I think he has.
With something weird.
Because nobody has for sure done PEDs more than I'm sure that he's done PEDs.
He seems like a deer antler spray guy.
Oh, Vijay Singh?
And Ray Lewis, allegedly.
Deer antler spray. What does it do? What does the antler spray do?
Like, the science isn't there. Because after Vijay got popped with it, like people were like, no, this doesn't do anything. I think it supposedly boosts your growth hormones. James Harrison's never failed a drug test. So good on him.
Holy shit.
He's completely clean at 38, being swole as fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could probably
beat
me.
You don't buy that, Dave?
No. 38, man. I don't know.
Have you seen him?
He's a scary human. Enormous. So.
Oh, I've seen him.
Yeah, I don't know. If he's clean.
He's all man.
Good for him. If he's not clean, good for him.
Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't really affect me.
Hey, get that money, son.
Yeah, dude.
I'd like to see like a gym session between him and Joey Porter.
Who's Joey Porter?
Former linebacker of the Steelers. Come on. He's also a defensive coach for the Steelers now. He also got in a fight during the playoffs.
I'm juicing.
You got nothing?
Professional athlete. I'm juicing.
Dude, I'm juicing right now.
I'm chasing that money.
If I could.
How many percentage of like NFL athletes do you think low-key juice?
It depends what we mean by juice. If we literally mean steroids, I don't think it's very high.
Or just a...
But if we're talking a performance-enhancing
illegal
drug...
Illegal performance-enhancing drugs. According to the NFL.
Like a quarter of the league? Like 25%?
Something like that.
Dude, y'all's whole podcast needs to all get on some kind of growth hormone. Not that you need it, but it'd be hilarious.
Me and Dylan have been looking for HGH.
Yeah, I need it, man.
I feel like this keeps coming up.
I told you I plateaued, Dave.
It happens, man.
I need to bust through that.
If you're out there and you've got deer antler spray for sale, I'm in the market for that. No, I want that. I'm going to prove the doubters of deer antler spray wrong.
Dude, what's Ross been doing? He looks really jacked.
I've been drinking deer antler spray.
I think now's a good time to talk about Arian Foster versus a wolf in a fight.
Okay, fuck it.
It's time.
We're not going to go by the doc. We're just going
to
do it
now. Y'all got to devote more than a minute to it.
Yeah.
Oh, quickly. Major League Baseball is on the way. Sometime soon.
Oh, man,
the World Baseball Classic's going on. Nobody cares.
I mean,
March
what?
Madness is about to start
that,
soon.
I care about that, but nobody else on this podcast seems to.
Why don't you
about
give
the World
us
Baseball Classic?
No, about the March Madness.
Why don't you?
But
tell
I mean,
us,
the World Baseball Classic's kind of cool too.
No, we're not talking about
Israel Advanced.
Nope.
The Jew Crew.
Nope. Not doing it.
Whoa.
No, they have t-shirts that say Jew Crew.
I'm sorry, what? The Israeli
their hats
Mike
are
notes
awesome
off
too.
Mike that the hats are lit.
The Israeli baseball team has shirts that say Jew Crew.
They're called they call themselves the Jew Crew, and they've advanced in the World Baseball Classic.
Just more self racism.
They beat Taiwan.
Damn,
Taiwanese.
They beat South Korea too. I think
I heard that Taiwan crew was real strong this year, so that's impressive.
Look at those hats, though. They're fire.
It's interesting to me. Okay, that's incredible. Their hats are the Star of David.
Micah, how do you not have one?
In
no
the
offense, but you gotta own one of those.
Like, I'd wear one as a Gentile.
I don't know, but I don't think you can.
You can't get away with that?
I don't think it's. Maybe you could get away with it, but I don't think you're allowed. Like, if I'm a Jewish guy and I see your Gentile ass walking around with that hat on, I'm going to smack it off your head. You know? I earned that hat. Years and years of persecution.
What set you from?
Yeah, it's like throwing up a gang sign for a gang that you haven't been, you know, blood in, blood out.
It's a little different, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Especially when you got a Celtic cross tattooed on your body permanently forever.
That was a mistake.
Which Dan does. For anyone out there who's wondering what that was.
That was a secret, right?
No, I think that, like, everyone just assumed that, though, as a Northeast, like, Irish Catholic. I think, like, 90% of the Northeast has, like, some type of Celtic cross or, like, maybe, like, a shamrock on their body.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage. For the Northeastern, yeah,
it really
man
is.
Boy.
We grew up Notre Dame fans, even though we have no connection with, like, the state of Indiana.
That's awful.
Yeah,
that's so absurd.
You know what's odd to me? How good Asians have become at baseball.
Why is that odd? They've been good at baseball forever.
They all have the same swing.
Forever?
Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
it's an efficient swing too.
Yep.
If you look
same
at like the little
efficient golfers,
they start their
swing.
Step like, you know. 5 seconds before the pitch is delivered, and it's just a long, slow.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Look at, like, the history of the Little League World Series, and, like, every team. There was a decade or two where just, like, Chinese Taipei and Japan just dominated America.
Ichiro, greatest hitter of all time.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, if you count.
In the conversation.
If you count his hits in Japan.
Which I think you can.
He just spread it around the yard, man.
He just sprays it.
He's this big sprayer.
They used to call me Ichiro.
Not a lot of pop, but he'll spray on you.
Okay, for fuck's sake. Do we have anything to say about March Madness approaching?
I haven't watched a single college basketball game this season.
Yeah, Duke.
Not
Duke
one.
8-1.
No,
sell.
Duke's, yeah, Duke's not winning it.
Sell.
Villanova is essentially the same team that won it last year, but it's always obviously hard to repeat. But they're going to make the Final Four unless Butler
Big 12
gets
got some reps.
Kansas is probably the most consistent team.
Kansas will be they'll be a favorite. I think they are. They're like 5-1, I believe.
I mean, they're going to be a one seed.
Baylor's going to be good. Scott Drew might have them losing the first or second
Baylor
round.
Baylor probably won't get past Sweet 16.
Classic.
I'll
Scott
tell you what.
Drew.
I can't wait to hear about everybody's brackets.
Man, I can't wait to fill out my bracket.
Hey, you tell us all about it.
Absolutely no knowledge.
I'm going
to
sell.
Will y'all have me back just so I can break down my own bracket?
Yeah.
I'm going to fill out. I'm going to do like 1,000 brackets. So I'm going to have like at least one decent one, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. And that's going to be my only bracket.
I'm going to sell myself in Florida State, and they're going to lose the round of 32. I'm going to have them in the Final Four.
You think Mia will be rooting for Florida State?
She's weird. She's a Florida State. She's a Florida State football fan, but she's
a
Maryland
basketball.
She's a Maryland basketball fan.
Didn't she North Carolina?
Kind
or Duke?
Of a journeyman fan of sports.
Have you called her on that fandom yet?
No, I'm too scared.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I don't
want to
know what
nice.
Happens then. You know, I will say this: not a college basketball guy. It's hard for me to give a shit about even the first round of March Madness, but it's one of the greatest gambling events of the year.
Oh yeah.
Arguably the best.
If there's a time to go to
year.
Vegas, it's the first week of March Madness.
Because you can bet on like 40 games a day. If you want to ruin your life, now is the time.
It's not true.
Yeah, it is. There's
not
like 20 games
there's not 40
in the first,
games
like in the beginning of March.
Oh,
you there's hella tonight. Games.
You
we
said
don't
40.
Know if it's 40, but there's hella games.
Like mathematically, that's not possible.
There's like 62 games.
All right, y'all need to have the fucking Wolf on.
You called Ross out for like
he loves
not
college basketball.
Appreciating your exaggeration last week. I'm gonna call you out for the same thing.
What was it last week?
Like you kept exaggerating everything, and Ross was just like, "I don't think it's that."
Oh yeah, he was taking me so fucking literally. I was like, "Dude, chill out. Let me do my bit over
just
here."
Just a literal cunt, you know.
Really
what? Wait, what did you just bring up? It slipped my mind already.
The fucking Wolf.
Oh yeah, we got to get the fucking Wolf back in here.
I mean, he'll be putting a little money down.
See, I'll tell you, the Wolf doesn't sleep in March.
The Wolf puts money down.
It's a good week for college basketball gambling right now, though, because it's conference tournament week, and that's always fun, too. This is the start of March Madness.
I will agree with
tickets.
That.
UCF, like my school, we have to win our tournament to get in. Like, we're going to have to beat.
There we go.
We'll be looking out for that for sure.
Yeah, we're going to have to beat Memphis, SMU, and probably Cincinnati.
SMU's really good.
They're all good.
Hey, speaking of the Wolf, how about this Arian Foster thing?
Great transition.
Great transition. Let's just get into it.
Welcome to the Obscure Sports Minute.
But we're going to spend more than
a
minute.
Hit that fucking music,
We're Animal Talk guys.
First, women's college basketball.
What?
We're not doing that.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. It just says that
fuck
I have
to. That. There
was a UConn girl that went 10 for 10 for threes.
Look, I've been horned up all morning for this Wolf discussion.
Dude,
let's
I had
let's
to read
get
it.
To
it's on
it.
The teleprompter. God, I'm like Ron Burgundy. If it's up there, I have to read it. Now, Wolf fighting.
Okay.
Arian Foster gets on Twitter, tweets out that he thinks he could take a Wolf one-on-one. It devolves into this whole fucking ordeal that takes over the whole internet and ESPN. Slow news day.
I mean, it was a pretty
he's getting
heated
fried
debate.
For it, and people are saying there's no way you can take a Wolf.
There were, I mean,
here's my stance
debate in like content alley. So
I think
we're gonna disagree.
I think not only can Arian Foster take a Wolf one on one, I think it's no contest.
No,
I think he could easily take a Wolf, and I'll tell you why. He actually brings up the best points. Don't underestimate the advantage of having arms and hands.
Thumbs, especially.
Thumbs,
hands, arms are huge because a Wolf obviously does not have those things.
Wolf has claws.
He's all mouth. No, he doesn't. You don't use those claws in a fight.
No,
Wolves don't use
you.
Claws in a fight.
They can.
No, they don't.
They can scratch.
They're all mouth. They are all mouth.
They're killing
as long as you can. As long as you keep his mouth away from you and you have hands and arms that extend away from your body and he's a strong motherfucker, you can easily manipulate a Wolf and choke it the fuck out. I'm telling you, it's no contest.
I guess it depends on what. So is it a fight to the death?
Yes.
Sure.
And so Dylan actually.
I don't think the Wolf is
down,
tapping out. So
Dylan said he could take a Wolf.
I could take a Wolf.
Bullshit. No
Dan, way. You could take a Wolf.
No.
You have small hands. Maybe
no
not.
Chance.
There are specifics here. Like, the size of the Wolf is a very important factor.
Wolf's
they're
range.
150 pounds.
Wolf's range from 70 to 180. I think 180. No, wait. 70 to 160. I'm
like
sorry. But that's the extreme end.
Are we talking about a large end Wolf? Let's say.
Let's call it 140 pounds. That's fair.
70 pounds is like a fox.
140.
A fox is like 20 pounds, Dan.
I exaggerated.
140 pound Wolf. Arian Foster
is 230.
Taking that thing out.
He's 230. He's all muscle. He's an athlete.
Now
he's getting torn.
He's smart.
This is the circumstances we're talking about. This has to be like head to head. The Wolf enters the ring. Arian enters the ring. They're both aware that this fight's about to go down. This is not like the Wolf fucking sneaking up behind him and like
right.
Yeah,
this is they're squared up.
This is
like
the
bell
yeah.
rings and they
in
go
in a cage.
At it. Yeah.
Then I'm putting all my money on Arian in that.
All
situation.
Of my money. Nope. My mortgage. I mean, I'm selling my house. I'm doubling it up. My
I don't
life.
Get the doubt.
I completely get the doubt.
Because
humans
wolf,
don't want it.
All right? Because, dude, well,
you back a wolf
thing.
In the corner, that thing's going to just, it's like going to tear the shit out of you.
Yeah, but he's all mouth, man.
People are failing to see the differences between like wolves and normal dogs. Like even like a strong dog, like a pit bull or a mastiff, the neck is so much stronger on a wolf and like they're way more muscular and thick that like, say you get a hold of its head, you're not going to be able to just snap its neck like you could like
right.
a domestic dog.
You'd have to choke it out.
You'd have to choke it out.
These things kill to live.
If that thing gets a hold of a limb,
the things that
you're
they,
losing the limb.
The things that they kill, Dan, don't fight back. You have to remember that. What animal?
They attempt to flee, but they don't really fight.
They don't fight back.
Like
they just kill animals. They kill helpless animals.
I feel like they can go after.
They kill like rabbits and shit.
No, look, they can kill like
no,
other
that's
predators.
Not true.
They go
animals. They fight back. Like,
they can
if
fuck
they go
a
after
bear,
if they go after
like
a
like
moose
a bear
or an
cub.
Elk, those elks are fighting back.
Okay, wolves don't take down elk.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
they in pack,
yeah,
they, packs. They hunt in packs, and they definitely take down elk.
Yeah,
see, they got to hunt in packs.
Then
weak,
again,
weak.
An elk is not fighting back; it's just sitting duck.
No, elks are they do fight back.
Yeah,
I
they're
swear.
Fucking crazy.
I don't think they fight back.
Have
man.
You guys seen The Gray? Like
yeah.
with Liam Neeson.
Now that is no. that is my only argument toward. But again, that's
they're
pack hunting. They were pack hunting.
Like this is your bare hands. Like Liam Neeson had to like tape broken bottles around his hands.
I'm
to
not,
fight these wolves.
I'm not,
and he died.
I'm not saying this
spoiler
would be
alert.
Like an easy fight by any means. I'm saying it is highly possible that if you get like
this is Micah just brought up an article. Some
experienced
some wolf expert said that the size advantage doesn't mean anything because a wolf can take down a half ton bison or a musk ox. Again, these animals aren't fighting back.
A bison's gonna fight.
They try to flee.
Dude, no, they fight back. Dude, they don't.
They're not gonna die.
Yeah, they don't have hands.
But they're not gonna willingly die.
Yeah, they don't just say, "Ah, you got me." Fuck.
No, they defend themselves by trying to flee. They don't.
Their
bite
is intense and crippling. Says this article.
He's not getting his mouth on me.
All right, so So you've said on record though the wolf's at least gonna like mess you up a little bit.
Oh,
it's gonna do some damage.
Of course. I'm not coming out here unscathed.
What's gonna happen when that wolf breaks like your leg or something?
How's he gonna break my fucking leg?
He bites your leg.
Your jaw.
He's not breaking my leg, dog.
Apparently he is, according to the science on the screen.
Can you crack your bone with his
jaw? If Arian gets at this thing's eyes, gets like an eye or two out of his head, I'm giving him a good shot here. A good chance.
Oh, Arian wins this easily.
I think the minute you get like fucked up from the wolf is the minute you're done.
Look, it's a fight to the death, man. I mean, he's going to take a couple licks, but he's not going down.
I love the people on Twitter who immediately went after him for getting injured in his career. Like, no, with your weak Achilles,
your
bitch.
Tendons will pop.
Yeah.
He was responding to him, too.
Yeah, dude, he's a funny guy. He's a fucking weird
pretty
dude.
Self-aware, too.
Don't go at Arian Foster if your Twitter avi is a car selfie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he will ruin your shit.
And people were bringing up the fact that he's an atheist, and they're like, well, God's not on your side. He's like, well, the wolf doesn't believe in God either, so it's like a wash.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
I think I saw an argument. Yeah. I think I saw an argument somewhere where somebody said, I forget who said it, but they're like, because he doesn't believe in God, he would fight harder because there's no afterlife. So, like, he doesn't want, like, he has no belief.
Dude, the fact that the argument went that far is so ridiculous. Like, this got way out of hand.
Who's making the first move? In that fight, you got the stare down. Is the wolf
fucking wolf?
The wolf has to. I think you have to like counterpunch.
And also, the more we talk about this, the less confident I am in all my money being on Arian Foster.
I'm becoming more confident.
If they break into a full sprint at each other, I'm not saying there isn't a good chance Foster might pop a tendon or something.
Here's a question. This was a mailbag question yesterday on PGP. Would you rather fight? And this is in a cage, which is completely different.
Okay.
Would you rather fight a wolf or a cheetah?
Fuck.
You talk to me more and more into the cheetah because cheetahs are kind of bitches.
Because a cheetah is slight of frame.
I think a cheetah is the right answer here.
You want to fight a cheetah?
You don't want to fight either.
No.
But cheetah is the answer, I believe.
Cheetah is the answer.
Cheetah. And it's because of what Dave brought up that now when you picture a wolf in your mind and you're like, yeah, there's a lot of similarities to a dog, and a lot of people made the argument, Dylan, I think you were one of these people that made the argument that from the something from the neck down.
I said legs down, he's no better equipped to fight than a golden retriever.
Right.
Which is not physically correct.
Which is wildly inaccurate. But
that's funny though.
It's the fact that these wolves are not like I'm picturing a big wolf, you know, and I'm expecting this thing to be built like internally. Like a dog, and they're not. They're crazy muscular. They're insanely strong.
Are they insanely strong?
Dude, they apparently have the very easy ability to crack bones with their jaws. Like, if one grabbed a hold of your arm, like Dave said,
your arm's
gone.
Have you ever seen video of a German Shepherd police dog where they, like, they're doing
the
training and they run? Like,
yeah.
That's a German Shepherd. Now, I don't know what, like, I would say like times that by three. I don't know if that's accurate, but you got to think a wolf is a lot more powerful than that.
Some kind of multiplier.
And that thing's a fucking damn terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what?
Like an arm terrorist. It'll terrorize your arm.
And cheetahs are kind of the beta of the big cat community.
Bobcats are
a cheetah. Okay, a cheetah is obviously a
big
go
cat.
For speed. It's basically a run you down and go for your neck predator, right?
Yeah.
That's what I... That's
in
what,
a cage, it doesn't get to use its
cage,
main advantage.
And this is what I said. I said it's not built to go to the mat. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like
it's
a ticket. You put a jaguar in the cage, you're dead in 3 seconds.
But then again, my ground game, not real strong.
It'll put you
in a half guard.
You're kind of built like a cheetah.
I don't know.
You're the cheetah of humans.
I don't know if things are going to go well for me in the cage with a cheetah.
They have tiny heads. They're just long and frail, and I would fuck a cheetah up.
Another underrated thing about the wolf,
if you're a
though,
cheetah and you're listening, come at me, I'm ready.
Their skulls are very, very hard, so let's say you get an accidental headbutt, you're getting cut, and that fight might be called.
Yeah.
It's a fight to the death. No one's calling that.
Okay, well, you don't want a headbutt with that wolf, man. Yeah. That's gonna leave a mark.
You know what I'd like to see is a wolf on top of a man that's struggling, and the wolf just starts headbutting him violently in the face over and over.
Yeah.
Rather than using his teeth.
That would be entertaining.
Just
like unconventional wolf methods. Like,
yeah. This wolf's just like, I'm going to show everybody how bad I am right here.
The wolf starts like throwing knees into the ribs. Right. Like, what the fuck? Who's this wolf training under?
Can we just start bringing back like gladiator fights with like death row inmates?
I've long
and just
been
put them in cages, like put them in cages with wolves, and kind of like play this out and see how the scenario works.
I've long been a proponent of this. It's interesting to me that we I think the closest thing we have is probably UFC to real life, you know, gladiator style fighting that we had back in the day, or that the Romans had, not us, I guess. But at some point in our lives, is it a possibility that we get back to this?
Nah.
That we have actual gladiator style fights to the death in some capacity?
If there's a president to do it, we have him in office right now.
That's true. That's true, we do.
And we'll make gambling legal, too.
Man, I hung out with an Arctic wolf at the San Diego Zoo one time. Fucking all white. That was a dope-ass animal.
San Diego Zoo. Awesome zoo.
It's a dope-ass wolf, man. Yeah.
Dude, I still haven't been
Arctic
to San
wolf.
Diego
Zoo. If you have a chance, hang out with an Arctic wolf.
Yeah, no, I haven't had that chance yet.
Yeah, you should.
We're working on it. I've been DMing one.
Really?
Yeah.
Could we get one in studio, you think?
No.
Hey, if you're an Arctic wolf and you're listening to this podcast, like you're welcome to come. Yeah, and you're chill. Like, don't come at us. We don't want, although we can fight you, we don't want to.
Open invite to Arctic wolves, I think, is what we're saying.
That's what I'm
here.
Saying, yeah.
All right, well, let's take a minute to get a word in from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media, and then we'll be back to talk more about fighting with animals.
Dude, polar bears are mean as hell, too.
If you're listening to me right now, you like sports.
If you're not listening to me right now, I don't know who exactly I'm talking to.
But you're definitely listening to me right now, so why not check out the Inside TFM podcast?
Every Thursday, we're coming at you with college stories, fraternity stories, alcohol stories.
All the stories that your ears can handle.
A lot of stories. Dan, tell us more about the stories.
Stories.
That's exactly what we needed to hear.
That's
listen
right.
Listen to the TFM podcast. We're coming at you every Thursday. Listen and subscribe on iTunes.
Okay, we're back. Dave's gone, by the way. We didn't give him an exit, but he's gone.
He's got things to do.
He left.
He's got deals to close.
But we want to thank David Ruff of postgradproblems.com joining us on the show.
I'm not thanking him.
Okay, well, I'll speak for all of us. Follow him on social networks by Googling his name, because I don't know his fucking handles. And DC Ruff might be one of them.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Brandon Marshall going to the Giants, by the way.
Brandon Marshall to the Giants.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Hard to care, but I saw it.
The wide receiver, Brandon Marshall.
I mean, he's still pretty freaking good.
No, he is. He's pretty good. I'm not discounting that.
He's just kind of a headache from time to time.
It's just, you know, it's just Eli out there throwing the ball around.
That's going to free Beckham up, man.
I mean, they have.
Ooh, fuck. Yeah. Wow.
And Shepard.
Okay.
They're Shepard's loaded. Good too. I mean, honestly, they're pretty loaded.
Yeah, that's a pretty hardcore wide receiver core.
I fuck with it.
Like, Victor Cruz is their, like, four.
They cut his ass.
He's done. So
he's done?
He's gone.
He's gone, dude.
He's too old, man.
He made one good catch, and then that was it.
He runs like a 4.940 now. He's like, he's just slow as fuck.
He's not salsa dancing anymore in the end zones?
His salsa days are over.
Damn.
Unless he just does it in his free time.
Like in a hot, spicy Latino club.
Dude, we should go to one of those. Just fuck around.
Yeah, that sounds good. Anyway, the backdoor cover hotline number is 800-392-6344. Call, give us a take, give us a question, give us a read us a poem about your favorite sports team. 800-392-6344. Save it in your phone. We got some calls this week, and here is the first one.
What's up, fellas? It's Dave from LA. Just listened to the last podcast. A little update on KD's injury. You cannot lap bat and play on it. I know from experience, I tore my MCL playing soccer. So don't shit on me, Dylan, but it was the real deal. And let me tell you, I was out 4 to 6 weeks. But regardless, my team made the big dance that year. We got bounced in the first round by a 2 seed, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, MCL tear. Big fucking deal. That shit hurts. All right, keep doing what you're doing.
All right, look, if you're a soccer guy, don't call the hotline. We don't need to hear from you.
I disagree.
I appreciate the call.
I think everybody should call in this week and just regale us with stories of your athletic athletic
high school hero.
Right.
Johnny High School over here.
Maybe even college intramural stories.
Tell us about the injury you had in high school.
Like, look, maybe in soccer you don't play on a torn MCL, but like I'm playing on a torn MCL. I'm not a soccer guy.
Yeah, so the reason for this call is that last week we claimed that it wasn't a big deal to play on a torn MCL, I think.
Did it even was it officially a torn MCL? Was that what it was? Like a partially
torn? I don't know.
Talking about Kevin Durant, by the way.
Mike is shaking his head.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. I think.
Just get back out there, KD.
Yeah, quit being.
I think you probably rest.
Being a hoe, man.
You probably don't rush him back. Really, no reason.
Sprained MCL is what he's going with.
Get out there, dog.
So I don't know, but we do appreciate the call. Great, good for you and your soccer glory days,
soccer nerd.
And I don't hate soccer, so shouts to you too,
dude. I don't hate soccer either. I'm just not watching it unless it's the World Cup.
I loathe soccer.
Yes, you do.
Hate.
It's
the world sport.
You are not a fan.
It is so stupid.
All right, we got another phone call here from the backdoor cover hotline.
This is Billy Ballsack. Yeah, I was just looking for
Hold on. You got to restart. You got to restart the
call. Is that your birth name, Billy Ballsack?
What the hell just happened?
Billy Ballsack.
All right.
That's a great intro.
I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to play it again. One, okay. Two, three.
Hey, guys, this is Billy Ballsack. Yeah, I was just looking for some advice from taking my nephew to do some heavy gambling. So we're about to hit up the Colorama at Dave & Buster's, and I like to hit the yellow and just ride with it. But I wanted to see, we're trying to get some crazy tickets here. I'm trying to see what kind of strategy y'all would have. And also bet against the Colorado Avalanche to cover. They always lose by like 300. And the spread's always 1.5, and you get paid out like plus 200. So that's pretty solid. Long time, first time, love the show. Thanks.
Dude, losing by 300 in hockey is a
high scoring hockey affair.
That's
right
impressive.
There.
All right, I gotta say,
Billy Ballsack.
This guy Billy Ballsack brings up a very good point about Dave & Buster's. First of all, I feel like Dave & Buster's was my daycare. I almost grew up in a Dave & Buster's, and it's probably part of the reason that I'm addicted to gambling, and because it's very much like a child's casino.
Well, that must be nice. I couldn't afford Dave & Buster's. My family took me to Chuck E. Cheese.
I went to Chuck E. Cheese a couple times. Dave & Buster's was a more degenerate version of Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese, you go in and play, you know, the Ninja Turtles arcade game. Dave & Buster's, you go in and play Colorama, which is essentially a gambling game.
I don't even know that game.
It's fucking awesome. I don't really know how to describe. It's a circle with a bunch of different colors on it, and all the colors and numbers, and you get different tickets for landing on different colors, and you have to hit the wheel, to hit the button to make the.
It's like a child's roulette.
Yep, pretty much. That's a great comparison. It's like children's roulette. But all in all, Dave & Buster's, it's a little weird how many similarities you can draw. It gives you the exact same rush.
And you win tickets that you can buy stuff with.
It gives you
the exact
same rush as a casino.
You can get a nice steak dinner at Dave & Buster's.
And it's a crazy scam because they've got food and drinks and a full-blown bar in there. They got a bowling alley and
shit. A little titty club out back.
I fucking love. Dude,
you have a cocktail waitress that comes to you.
I will say that's the only difference between Dave & Buster's and a casino is that there's No titties. It's mostly like 65-year-old.
Because that would be inappropriate, let's be honest.
Yeah. It's like recovering. I guarantee you there are a lot of recovering gambling addicts in there. They're like smoking. You could smoke cigs in there. It's fucking, well, maybe not anymore. I don't know. It's 2017. It's been a few years since I've been in one. But the other thing that's crazy is you got to spend like $500 to win like $200 worth of tickets to get like an Xbox game.
Not even an Xbox game, like a pencil eraser.
And it'll always be like an Xbox, like
one of those sticky hands right that you throw against the window.
Like army men too.
Right now it's 2017, so at every Dave & Buster's in the country, you can get NBA 2K15. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the newest game.
And right, but that's like a top prize that you have to, like, 10 years worth of tickets.
Like,
and you
literally,
get
you spend probably $200. That's what you're gonna get is a $60 video game. But I fucking love Dave & Buster's. My grandma used to take me all the time. Shout out to Grandma Bolin for developing this horrific gambling, crippling, some might say, gambling addiction.
This is an interesting little theory we just put together. Dude, it really is a casino for children.
It wouldn't surprise me if Big Vegas was behind the Dave & Buster's establishment.
Yeah, to get these kids all primed up to just blow all their money when they go to the
real
casino.
There's not even a doubt anymore. That's just fact.
Yeah, No.
You need to write this column, Bill. You need to write this column.
Yeah, maybe I will, man. Anyway, thank you for the call, Billy Ballsack.
Billy Ballsack. I love that guy.
Here's the next. Here's
call our, back, man.
We got another call. Oh, fuck.
We're done.
I hope that was it. Let's go ahead and
wrap it up.
Put the red light on this
thing.
It's
been fun.
Any shouts? Shouts to Dave for joining us. DC Ruff, David Carter Ruff, postgradproblems.com. Check out Touching Base is a podcast that Dylan and Dave are on together every week. They have a Tuesday episode that talks about The Bachelor, if you like The Bachelor.
We'll talk more about this on Touching Base, but we have a little South by Southwest shindig going on this weekend.
We do.
If you're
going to
be in town and you're 21 years of age, register. Go to PGP. You'll see the.
Well, no, we'll tweet out the link from the Backdoor Cover Twitter account.
Come say hi
at Backdoor Cover. We're having a party on Sunday at a bar called Rustic Tap or something.
It's a brunch party. Yeah, Rustic Tap.
It's a brunch party from 10 to 1 p.m. Central Time in Austin, Texas. If you're in town for South by Southwest, we got free beer and liquor and.
I believe we're recording a podcast live from the brunch as well. Not this podcast, but the Touching Base. Me, Dave, and Will
doing an RG photo shoot.
That'll be fun.
Sure.
At some point. And then also it rolls right into like a crawfish boil.
Yeah. So if
it's an
all-day
drinking event.
If you're
really
in town, come out. We'd love to. Like I said, I'll tweet out the register invite thingy.
A lot of people are saying I'm going to drink 50 mimosas while we're there.
That is what a lot of people have been saying. A
lot of people.
The over-under is 50.
So there it is.
I'm going to go with everything I have on the under.
Yeah, that's probably a good bet.
Because I think 50 mimosas would kill you.
It's a high number.
It is a lot. Lots of pee there. Shouts to Grandma Bolin. Shouts to Dave and Buster's. any other shouts?
You shout Dave and Buster's.
You know what
they're not a sponsor, by the way.
My dream is to get this show sponsored by Dave and Buster's.
That'd be a hot. That's a hot dream, man.
Yeah.
That's a
this
hot
is fairly
spawn.
New dream?
As of the last few minutes.
Okay.
It was born.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, man. These poor kids out there.
Subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Check out the other podcasts at Grand X Media, some of which you've heard from during the show. What? Touching Base, Inside TFM if you're a degenerate college student.
Or just anybody. We're
just an asshole.
Or anybody, yeah. Dan's on Inside TFM.
We're making it more broad.
If you're a big Dan deal. Fan, if you're a big fan of the Bone Zone.
Dan, do you have fans?
I don't really have fans, though.
Yeah,
I think
fair.
The opposite of fans.
If you can remember back in the day on Backdoor Cover when we used to have that idiot Jared on here, and he would do the Bone Zone. That idiot's on that podcast.
He actually
hosts the podcast.
Yikes.
I don't know why anybody would let him do that. But
no wonder the numbers.
And then we
are
have Jake
falling.
To balance us out.
That's called Inside TFM. Check that one out. We've also got Dudes Doing Business, which is a show about business and dudes doing it. Check that out if you're into business. I think that's it. Is that all of them? Cool.
Probably.
Probably all of them. Yeah.
We'll see you guys on the flippy side.
Let's not say that anymore.
Next week?
Ballsack?
Wednesday? Next Wednesday? Middle tournament's about to get started.
Billy Ballsack.
We'll be back with our college hoops extravaganza.
We're doing a college hoops extravaganza. I can't
By
fucking wait.
Three dudes.
I can't wait.
Most of us haven't watched college basketball all season.
I
tune in.
But I fucking can't wait.
Shouts to Billy Ballsack.
Billy Ballsack.
Let's get this money.